This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
KC, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing all right.
We're playing fantasy basketball.
Yes, we are.
And we are wheeling and dealing, my friend. You wouldn't believe some of the trades we have in mind. I guess now that that Damian Lillard is out next year and a certain Greek basketball player may want to come see some of the wonderful restaurants we have in Chicago, we've decided that we can make a deal for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And we've been wheeling and dealing on that front. Should we just contact AK directly, or should we just make a few more calls?
Let us know, Buzzkill.
Thanks, David. I think we got a Secretary of State involved now. We got a lot going on here.
I'm against
the trade just because I don't want to have to say that last name on the air multiple times a night. You know, that's a tough pronounce. It's a long shot. I mean, a lot of things need to happen. I mean, first of all, let's analyze the relationship between Giannis and that franchise and that community, right? I mean, that's a pretty... Yep. Unique situation in the league. Giannis has always professed loyalty to that place. Obviously, they can, you know, supersede that loyalty and trade him without his desire or his buy-in. I would be surprised if that would happen. But let's start there. That step has not happened yet. If it were to happen, I mean, it's going to be a bidding war. I assume it's not going to be conducted like the Luka Doncic trade. And I'd like to hear the package you guys came up with for the Bulls, because I'm struggling to find a suitable one. How
many would it take?
I mean you're talking about I would say minimum three. You're talking about top three player in the world.
Okay.
And
three first, Kobe White and Vooch. Would that get it done?
Yeah.
No.
I have not spent a lot of time on this, but what I would say is, obviously, I've heard some of the chatter. And it's going to be a dominant theme to this NBA offseason,
right?
Undeniably. And look, the whole league descends upon Chicago very shortly for the NBA draft combine and the draft lottery. So it will be – I'll be walking around asking people about it for sure. You know, even like yesterday, I got you guys get those emails from like the odds makers sites, different sites. So I got one from yesterday. I just for fun opened it. The Bulls were like 50-1 shots. I mean, it's like if Vegas says that, I mean, you know, I don't see a pathway for a trade for the Bulls. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to fantasize about. I assume that the Bulls would get involved in that bidding, but I don't see a pathway for a Bulls trade.
You never know what could happen in the NBA offseason. So while I accept your rational approach to this Giannis conversation, now do Zion. I don't think it's the same idea. I think there's not as much interest if you're the Bulls. You have to be very cautious about somebody whose availability has been an issue.
Right.
But will there be conversations, do you anticipate, about Zion Williamson coming to Chicago?
Well, I mean, this is going to be like buzzkill radio here, but I mean, you guys heard Arturis's season-end news conference, did
yes.
you not? I mean, that sounded like a guy to me who was tired of burning first-round picks and, you know, going for the quick fixes attempts, and sounded like a guy who was asking fans for patience to do this the methodical way through the draft. That's what I heard. I could be wrong, but that's what I heard. Now, he did say, you know, I'm open to all opportunities, and he's proven before that if he sees the right opportunity, he will cash in draft picks to try to get it done. But that's not what I heard. And certainly in my conversations with people around the franchise, that is not the mindset that I'm entering the offseason with. I'm entering the offseason with the mindset of adding this first round pick, looking for an opportunity in free agency, and mostly running this roster back with internal improvement. I mean, how many times have you heard internal development, internal
yes.
improvement
yes.
throughout that news conference? So again, I'm not trying to like say buzzkill. I know that the NBA offseason is like fans' favorite time of the year. It's the best soap opera league in the world. I just that's not the lens with which I'm viewing the Bulls offseason.
I'm curious, when you think about a guy like Zion, would you even want that? Would you even? He's only played in, I think it's 48% of the games he could have played in. Would you recommend making a deal like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, as good as he is, and if they brought him here, I'd be Lauryn Hill, you know, the joy of my world would live in Zion. But I don't know that I really want them to bring that guy to town. I'm not sure that's the answer.
Yeah, I personally value availability a lot, obviously, and I look, his talent is again undeniable, and he's a unique player for sure, matchup nightmare, et cetera, et cetera. I think to cash in what it would take to get him here,
yeah,
and it wouldn't certainly be as much as Giannis, obviously, but I'm with you, Mully. That wouldn't be a fit for me given his injury history.
So you do not expect a major trade this offseason for the Bulls?
No. I mean, you I didn't catch your guys' show the day after Arturis' season end news conference.
Right.
I mean, wasn't
we canceled it? We didn't have one.
We
didn't have one. We didn't. We decided not to have one. That
you
day.
Basically told us everything the guy was going to say when we talked to you before that news conference.
Who needs AK when you got KC?
Yeah, but I literally was like, oh, well, then you were so spot on. And I mean it. And I was, like, a lot of people were angry. I was kind of numb. I already knew.
It was as if KC had written what AK was reading off of.
It was. You were unbelievable that morning.
That should be the title of your autobiography, Mully. A lot of people were angry. I was just kind of numb.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's like we talk to people around the team. I mean, that's our job, right? So, like, that's, again, that's why I get it, man. I mean, Giannis, it's like, you know, it's big. And like I said, if it happens and he's put in play, of course you make a phone call, but that's still not the mindset that I'm entering this offseason with, number one. And number two, I don't see a Bulls package that makes that work.
But I'm relying on Adam Silver now. The lucky 1.7 needs to strike again. What do you think?
Hey, we'll be there May 12th. Let's go.
Freeze the envelope. Isn't that how it was done with Patrick
Ewing?
I'm relying on Alexi Giannoulis. I think that he can get it done.
Oh, he can get it done.
He tweeted out yesterday, and I was all over that because – you know, if you have somebody on your side in government in Chicago, you might have a shot.
And I had lunch at a Greek Islands yesterday. Does that count?
Oh, that's
see?
Great.
Somebody's going to put two and two together. They're going to tweet out a photo of you or making your order, having your lunch, and thinking, he's getting ready for Giannis coming to town.
Oh. Yeah.
This segment's off the rails. How about those games, guys?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the NBA has been great, and it's fun to watch. And it's just, I think we've gone too long without like a playoff game to talk about. And so we're all just kind of in this weird mode of, you know, here's how we fix it. Why don't we try this? And there's really no way around it. I think he's giving you the he did tell us exactly what they're going to do. And they're just going to roll it back again and hope to improve.
But all joking aside, Mully, that point, yep. I couldn't hit home more emphatically. I mean, Cam Smith and I talked about this on our latest edition of our podcast. Like, I've been so into this first round. The matchups have been awesome. The basketball has been fantastic. The physicality and entertainment level has been off the charts. And I'm just sitting there going, man, I miss covering playoff basketball. It's just such a different animal. And you can understand why, like, again, the Bulls got criticized for this approach, but you can understand why they wanted some of their young players to experience that, because it really just is a different animal. And you've seen that in some of these first-round games. So I'm with you guys. It'd be fun to cover playoff hoops at the United Center again, and hopefully that day is sooner rather than later.
KC, is there a team in the playoffs that has surprised you more than others?
Well, I think I don't think many people expected Minnesota to close them out in five games, especially with a road victory. I just love the way they play. I mean, you got a guy in Anthony Edwards who obviously is ascending to legit, you know, lead star, and then those role players, Naz Reid, Jaden McDaniels. They're just it's just a really well built team. The proud veterans and Conley Jr. and Gobert, DiVincenzo off the bench. It'd be the Timberwolves or the Pistons have been my two favorite teams to watch in the first round. I love what the Pistons have done, showing their toughness and, you know, just their hunger and their physicality and their inability to back down. They're a fun team to watch. And Cade Cunningham is another rising star. And that's what this is about, man, watching these players play on this stage and kind of, you know, stake claim to greatness. I mean, that's where your name is made in the playoffs, and seeing guys like Edwards and Cunningham and new faces do it is really refreshing for those of us who've watched this league for a long time.
Great stuff, KC. Thank you for a sobering conversation.
Thank you, KC.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. That is KC Johnson.